Welcome to Blackter. Join me as I examine the best of Black artists in my quest to becoming one myself. Hello, hello. It's your host, Gabe Moses, and welcome to another episode of Blackter. So here's a quick announcement. I've decided to release new episodes once a week every Tuesday. As the episodes are longer in length than season 1, I'll be able to give each one the same amount of attention and depth. Last episode, we took a look at the life and brilliant work of Langston Hughes. At the end of that episode, you may remember hearing this.
And the Emmy goes to?
If you take a look at the title, there's your answer. It's the episode many of you have been waiting for and asking for. Miss Viola Davis. Man, am I even nervous to talk about this woman. One of my favorite actresses and one of the best in the game. In this episode, we'll take a look at her life and tremendous career of groundbreaking performances. Sadly, I will not be teaching you how to act like Miss Davis because I don't even know how to myself. All I know is that this woman is passionate about her craft, and it shows in every second of her work. Fasten your seatbelts and get ready. I have a feeling this might be one of my favorites. So, let's start at the beginning, and let's get into it. As the daughter of Mary Alice and Dan Davis, Viola Davis was born in St. Matthews, South Carolina, on August 11, 1965. Her mother was a maid and a factory worker, while her father made a living on racetracks, training and grooming horses. Davis is the youngest of 6 children with 4 sisters and a brother. Her family moved to Central Park, Rhode Island, 2 months after she was born. Her mother took their younger children, while the 2 older children stayed in South Carolina with their grandparents. Davis grew up in a poor household. Her parents didn't bring in enough income to support the family, and they frequently experienced rat-infested apartments and a lack of food. Her mother was involved with activism during the civil rights movement. When Davis was 2 years old, she went to jail with her mother after she was arrested during a protest. Davis was shy as a young child, usually keeping to herself at home and in grade school. She found a way to express herself through painting, which was her dream career at the time. She even won an art contest in her early teens and received quite the check as the grand prize. Davis attended Central Falls High School, where she soon found a passion for acting. She participated in theater productions and acting competitions. She was enrolled at the Young People's School for the Performing Arts in West Warwick, Rhode Island. Her talent was immediately recognized by the director of the program, Bernard Masterson. Although she was young, her acting choices stood out and were full of life. After graduating from Central Falls High School, Davis went on to attend Rhode Island College in 1984. While there, she majored in theater and participated in the National Student Exchange. She graduated with a bachelor's degree in theater in 1988. She went on to continue her studies at the highly acclaimed college in New York City on a scholarship, the Juilliard School for the Performing Arts. She made many connections at Juilliard before graduating in 1993. Next was the actor's job. Audition, audition, and audition. After 3 years of hustle, Davis landed the role of the nurse in the film The Substance of Fire in 1996. This big screen debut earned her a Screen Actors Guild card for 1 day of work on set. That same year, she appeared in small roles in television shows NYPD Blue and New York Undercover. In March of 96, Viola Davis would make her Broadway debut in August Wilson's 7 Guitars. Davis played the role of Vera, a musician recently released from prison in hopes of getting back with the man who did her wrong. The production was directed by Lloyd Richards and had an all-star cast including Keith David, Tommy Hollis, Ruben Santiago Hudson, and Miss Rosalind Coleman Williams, who I interviewed back in the season 1 finale. For her extraordinary performance, Davis was nominated for a Tony Award for Best Featured Actress in a Play. However, she did not win. Instead, Audra McDonald won for her role in Masterclass. Seven Guitars closed in September of that year after 188 performances, and Davis was back on the grind. In 1997, Davis acted in a production of God's Heart at the Mitzi E. Newhouse Theater on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. The next year, she was back on screen in several television shows and films. She was beginning to establish herself as a working actress. Early on in her career, she had dipped her toes in all three pools of acting: stage, television, and film. In 1999, Davis was working mostly in the theater, playing in Pericles, Everybody's Ruby, and the Vagina Monologues. By the 2000s, she never stopped working. Her next big success was returning to Broadway for the 2001 production of August Wilson's King Hedley II. Davis worked alongside Brian Stokes Mitchell and Stephen McKinley Henderson as the character Tanya, under the direction of Marion McClinton. The play is set in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania in 1985. Her character Tanya is the wife of King Hedley, played by Mitchell, who struggles to keep her husband on the right track as they hope to start a family. Throughout the play, her character argues with Hedley about her right to have an abortion.
Look at Natasha! I couldn't give her what she needed! Why do I want to go back and do it again? I ain't got nothing else to give! I can't give myself. How am I going to give her? I don't understand what to do, how to be a mother. You either love too much or don't love enough. Don't seem like there's no middle ground. I look up. She's 10 years old. I'm still trying to figure out life, figure out what happened. Next thing I know, she grown, talking about she a woman. Just because you can lay down and open your legs, you're a man, don't make you a woman. I tried to tell her that. She's a baby. She don't know nothing about life. What she know? Who taught her? I'm trying to figure it out myself. Time I catch up, it's moved on to something else. I gotta watch her being thrown down a hole. It's gonna take her a lifetime to crawl out, and I can't do nothing to help her. I gotta stand by and watch her. Why do you want to go back through all that? I don't want to have a baby that's younger than my grandchild. Who turned the world around like that? What sense that make? I'm 35 years old. Don't seem like there's nothing left. I'm through with babies. I ain't raising no more. Ain't raising no grandkids. I'm looking out for Tanya. Ain't raising no kid to have somebody shoot him, to have his friend shoot him, to have the police shoot him. Why you want to bring another life into this world that don't respect life? I don't want to raise no more babies when you got to fight to keep them alive. You take little Buddy Will's mother up on Bryn Mawr Road. What she got? A heartache that don't never go away. She up there now sitting down in the living room. She got to sit down because she can't stand up. She's sitting down trying to figure it out, trying to figure out what happened. One minute her house is full of life, the next minute it's full of death. She was waiting for him to come home and they bring her a corpse. I ain't going through that. I ain't having this baby and I ain't got to explain it to nobody.
Viola Davis received another Tony nomination for her brilliant performance in this role. The production was also nominated for five other awards, including Best Play. Davis was in the only category who won an award for King Hedley, Best Featured Actress in a Play.
I'd like to thank God for the following, for the joy of my work, and that includes the cast of King Hedley, director Marion McClinton, August Wilson. I'd like to thank him for giving me enough humility to know that I'm not the best. I'm just one of the many blessed people in this business. And for the joys of my life, my love, Julius Tenen, and my family, the Davis family, especially Mom and Dad, Dan and Mary. I know you're so excited watching right now. And I just want to tell you, after so many years of being proud of me, I want to tell you that I'm very proud of you. Thank you.
Davis also won a Drama Desk Award for Outstanding Featured Actress in a Play. After her success with King Hedley, she was on to more television and film work. In 2002, she was featured in episodes of shows with more popular names, such as Law & Order, Criminal Intent, and CSI, Crime Scene Investigation. That same year, Davis would be seen in the film Antoine Fisher with the one and only Denzel Washington, who directed and starred in the movie. The film also starred Derek Luke as the title character, and Davis played his mother, Ava May. She only appeared in one scene towards the end of the film. But with little to no makeup, natural hair, and very few lines, her performance was remarkable. In June of 2002, Davis married actor Julius Tenen, who she met on the set of City of Angels in 2000. In 2004, she appeared in a production of Intimate Apparel by Lynn Nottage at the Roundabout Theater in New York City. As the role of Esther, Davis won another Drama Desk Award for Outstanding Actress in a Play. After this production, she would focus her career in television and film for the next few years. Her next major hit was playing Mrs. Miller in the dramatic film Doubt, based on the play of the same name written and directed by John Patrick Shanley. Yet again, Davis was only featured in one scene, but you couldn't tell from her performance. Her character is the mother of Donald Miller, the only black child in a Catholic school in 1964. The head nun, played by Meryl Streep, suspects the child is being molested by one of the priests, Father Flynn, played by the late Philip Seymour Hoffman. In her scene, Davis is confronted by Streep for the first time about the matter.
You know the rules, maybe, but that don't cover it.
I know what I won't accept.
You accept what you gotta accept and you work with it.
This man is in my school.
Well, he's gotta be somewhere. Maybe he's doing some good, too.
After the boys.
Well, maybe some of them boys wanna get caught. That's why his father beat him. Not the wine. I'm talking about the boy's nature now. Not anything he's done. You can't hold a child responsible for what God gave him to be. My boy came to your school because they were going to kill him in a public school. His father don't like him. You come to your school, kids don't like him. One man is good to him, this priest. Then does a man have his reasons? Yes. Everybody does. You have your reasons, but do I ask the man why he's good to my son? No. I don't care why. My son needs some man to care about him and to see him through the way he wants to go. And thank God this educated man with some kindness in him wants to do just that. Please leave my son out of this. My husband will kill that child over a thing like this.
The performance earned her many nominations, including an Academy Award nomination for Best Supporting Actress. Although she did not win, she was also nominated for a Screen Actors Guild Award and a Golden Globe Award. In 2009, Viola Davis was inducted into the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. About 15 years into her career, Davis had made a true name for herself in the industry. In 2010, she would return to the Broadway stage in the revival of August Wilson's Fences with Denzel Washington. We'll discuss this and the rest of Davis's extraordinary performances right after this. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back to the episode.
It's not easy to admit that I've been standing in the same place for 18 years.
Well, I've been standing with you. I've been right here with you, Troy. I got a right to. I gave 18 years of my life to stand in the same spot as you. Don't you think I ever wanted other things? Don't you think I had dreams and hopes? What about my life? What about me? Don't you think it ever crossed my mind to want to know other men? That I want to lay up somewhere and forget about my responsibilities? That I wanted someone to make me laugh so I could feel good? You're not the only one who's got wants and needs. But if I want you, Troy, I took all my feelings, my wants and needs, my dreams, and I buried them inside you.
I planted a seed and watched and prayed over it. I planted myself inside you and waited to bloom. And it didn't take me no 18 years to realize the soil was hard and rocky and it was never gonna bloom. But I held on to you, Troy. I held you tighter. You was my husband. I owed you everything I had, every part of me I could find to give you. And upstairs in that room with the darkness falling in on me, I gave everything I had to try and erase the doubt that you wasn't the finest man in the world. And wherever you was going, I was gonna be there with you because you was my husband. Because that's the only way I was gonna survive as your wife.
As Rose Maxson, Viola Davis took New York City and the rest of the country by storm with her performance. Directed by Kenny Leon, The Revival of Fences opened on Broadway in April of 2010. The production starred Denzel Washington as Troy Maxson, along with Stephen McKinley Henderson, Russell Hornsby, and McKelty Williamson. The play originally premiered in 1987 and starred James Earl Jones and Mary Alice, who both won Tony Awards for their leading roles. This production wasn't any different. Davis and Washington both won Tony Awards for Best Leading Actor and Actress in a Play. The production as a whole also won Best Revival of a Play. In 2011, Davis returned to the big screen in the hit motion picture, The Help. She played Abilene Clark, a down-to-earth housemaid during the 1960s in Mississippi.
You is kind, you is smart, you is important.
The film is based on the novel by Catherine Stockett. It was directed by Tate Taylor and also starred Octavia Spencer and Emma Stone. At the time, Davis took the role to honor the black woman she grew up with, her mother and her grandmother. However, years later, Davis expressed her regret for taking the role. She says, and I quote, "I just felt at the end of the day that it wasn't the voices of the maids that were heard. I know Abilene. I know Minnie. And I know that if you do a movie where the whole premise is, I want to know what it feels like to work for white people and to bring up children in 1963, I want to hear how you really feel about it. I never heard that in the course of the movie. The friendships that I have formed are ones that I'm going to have for the rest of my life. I had a great experience with the other actresses, who are extraordinary human beings." Unquote. Although she believed the film didn't depict the truth of black maids at the time, her performance in the film gained much attention. She was nominated for her second Academy Award, but ultimately lost that year to Meryl Streep. However, she was nominated and won two SAG Awards for Outstanding Performance by a Female Actress in a Leading Role in a Motion Picture. Also in 2011, Davis and her husband adopted a daughter named Genesis. In 2014, Davis worked under the direction of Tate Taylor again with the film Get On Up, starring the late Chadwick Boseman as James Brown. Davis played his mother, Susie Brown, and had a heart-wrenching scene with Boseman, and perhaps one that is the most memorable from the film.
"I ain't never want to be no mama, but you were inside of me. I carried you. I had you, so I chose you. You know, I hadn't had nothing to make no choice with. I ain't know nothing about being no wife. I didn't know nothing about being no mama. I ain't know nothing about nothing. Just a country. All your daddy did was beat on me and beat you real bad. But I loved you, so I stayed. And I left because I loved you."
In September of 2014, Davis would take over the world's television screen as the lead character of ABC's hit drama, How to Get Away with Murder.
"I don't know what terrible things you've done in your life up to this point, but clearly your karma's out of balance. You get assigned to my class. I'm Professor Annalise Keating, and this is Criminal Law 100, or as I prefer to call it,
How to Get Away with Murder.
Davis tackles the role of Annalise Keating, a criminal defense attorney and professor. The show is filled with mystery, surprises, and gut-wrenching moments. Davis was quick to jump on the role after reading a script with executive producer Shonda Rhimes. She was excited with the idea that she, a middle-aged black woman, could play a sexual, messy, and mysterious character. The role has allowed her to portray a real and universal woman that those watching at home could relate to. In early episodes, Davis is seen taking off her wig, wiping off makeup, and stripping down to the core before bed. Davis worked closely with the writers and producers to mold and shape her character to tell her truth. Her powerful performances in season 1 and beyond earned her an Emmy nomination. On September 20th, 2015, Viola Davis was the first black woman to win a Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Lead Actress in a Drama Series and gave one of her most beloved acceptance speeches.
In my mind, I see a line. And over that line, I see green fields and lovely flowers and beautiful white women with their arms stretched out to me over that line. But I can't seem to get there no how. I can't seem to get over that line. That was Harriet Tubman in the 1800s. And let me tell you something. The only thing that separates women of color from anyone else is opportunity. You cannot win an Emmy for roles that are simply not there. So here's to all the writers, the awesome people that are Ben Sherwood, Paul Lee, Peter Nowak, Shonda Rhimes, people who have redefined what it means to be beautiful, to be sexy, to be a leading woman, to be black. And to the Taraji P. Hensons, the Kerry Washingtons, the Halle Berrys, the Nicole Beharis, the Megan Goods, to Gabrielle Union, thank you for taking us over that line. Thank you for the Television Academy. Thank you.
In the midst of her 6-year run with the show, Davis continued to flourish in film. Between her action-packed journey with Jennifer Lopez in Lila and Eve and playing Amanda Waller in Suicide Squad, Davis did not hesitate to show more of her depth as an actress. In 2016, Davis reprised her role as Rose Maxson in the film adaptation of Fences. Under the direction of Denzel Washington, Davis and most of the actors from the Broadway revival took the screen by storm. The whole world would finally get to see the chemistry created by Davis and Washington on Broadway in the cinema.
In terms of the acting, listen, when you know, the scene that I did with him, which is a big scene where I say, you know, I've been standing with you for 18 years. That scene is 13-page scene. It starts in the house, and it kind of starts really slow, like any kind of really traumatic scene you've ever had with a husband or a boyfriend. Everyone knows what I mean. That one big fight that ends the relationship, you know, especially in New York. You see them all the time on the street, you know. It's that one big fight. It starts really, really slow, and you really see the breakdown of a marriage. I couldn't do it small. I tried. I really did. I showed up on set. I said, I'm going to do my work as an actress, and I'm going to make it real small, Denzel, you know? And we did the scene. He said, you know, Rose, it's not easy for me to admit I've been standing in the same spot for 18 years. And I said, well, I've been standing with you. And I said, well, I'm doing it small for the screen. He said, why? And I said, because it's too big. It's big. He said, well, do what you think is too big. And I remember I did it. I've been standing with you.
And he said, I don't think that's too big. And because there are those moments in life that are not small. And I'm convinced of this. Those moments that are big where we leave our piss, our poop on the floor, where we just lose our minds, vanity gets thrown out of the window, we basically feel like we're fighting for our lives, those moments we want to forget. We really do. As soon as they happen, it could be anything. It could be, for me, it was my father dying. The moment that he stopped breathing at hospice. You know, the breakup of a relationship, when you got really, really, really mad at someone and it maybe wasn't justified, but you went off. Maybe a few minutes later, you calmed down. Those moments are very hard to play as an actor.
And yet again, Davis showed up and showed out and earned her third Oscar nomination. The third time was a charm for Viola Davis. She won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress, as well as a Golden Globe Award, Screen Actors Guild Award, and many others.
Thank you to the Academy. You know, there's one place that all the people with the greatest potential are gathered. One place, and that's the graveyard. People ask me all the time, what kind of stories do you want to tell Viola? And I say, exhume those bodies. Exhume those stories. The stories of the people who dreamed big and never saw those dreams to fruition. People who fell in love and lost. I became an artist, and thank God I did, because we are the only profession that celebrates what it means to live a life.
In 2017, Viola Davis received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, right next to her dear friend, Meryl Streep. Over the years, Davis has expressed her concern with the lack of quality pay received on her end versus someone like Meryl Streep, who has had just as much acting experience and credits.
We won't talk about gender inequality of pay, because a lot of the women who've stepped forward, and I stand in solidarity with them, okay? What they're getting paid, which is half of what a man is getting paid, well, we get probably a tenth of what a Caucasian woman gets. And I'm number one on the call sheet. And then I have to go in and I have to hustle for my worth. That's what I feel like I'm doing. When I demand what I feel, listen, I have more than a 30-year professional career. I had a friend who said, yeah, but Viola, your career is better than my career. I said, yeah, but you can't compare me to you. Because once again, I got the Oscar, I got the Emmy, I got the two Tonys, I've done Broadway, I've done off-Broadway, I've done TV, I've done film, I've done all of it. I have a career that's probably comparable to Meryl Streep, Julianne Moore, Sigourney Weaver. They all came out of Yale, they came out of Juilliard, they came out of NYU. They had the same path as me, and yet I am nowhere near them. Not as far as money, not as far as job opportunities, nowhere close to it. And yet, I have to constantly get on that phone, and I have fabulous agents, by the way. They are getting it. But I have to get on that phone, and people say, you're a black Meryl Streep. You are, and we love you. We love you. There is no one like you. Okay, then if there's no one like me, you think I'm that, you pay me what I'm worth. You give me what I'm worth. And not, and even in terms of roles, because when I delve into a role, I want something complicated too. I do. Just like building the most unbelievable structure, a sculptor wants to build the most unbelievable building. That's how I feel, that's what I do as a human being, as an artist. I want to build the most complicated human being.
Davis continues to fight for both gender and racial equality in the industry. She has defined what it means to be an actress who truly works and dedicates herself to the craft. In a number of interviews, Davis has articulated that she knows acting isn't rocket science. It is simply a craft. Apart from acting, she's also an activist who strives to give back to her community and hometown in Rhode Island. Over the years, She has donated funds to the public library in Central Falls, her high school theater program, and has worked to put an end to child hunger in the United States. Viola Davis has without a doubt been a trailblazer in her field. Her recent credits include the lead role in the film Widows, directed by Steve McQueen, playing Miss Raylene in an Amazon original film called Troop Zero, and of course, her amazing performance as Ma Rainey in the Netflix film August Wilson's Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, which came out on December 18th. Earlier this year, she was ranked at number 9 in the New York Times list of the 25 greatest actors of the 21st century. Her career is unlike any other, and she is now known as the Triple Crown of acting, having won all 3 acting awards, a Tony, an Emmy, and an Oscar. I cannot wait to see what she does next. What a talented and inspirational black woman she is. Viola Davis truly deserves it all.
There is a cap to success. Now everybody tells you that's what you gotta hit. That's the best of the best that you can have in life. And then you hit it. And then comes disillusionment, exhaustion, isolation, the imposter syndrome, and a loss of passion. Because no one talks about the real final cap. The real ceiling. And that significance, the living life for something bigger than yourself, is a hero's journey. That answer to your call to adventure and journeying forth with mentors and allies and facing your greatest fears, where you either die or your life as you know it will never be the same. And then you seize the sword, the insight, the treasure. The hero at that stage must put all celebrations aside to prepare for the final battle, the road back. The road back is the moment where the hero goes back to the ordinary world, where she must choose between her own personal objective and that of a higher cause. The reward, your gift to the ordinary world, that is the Holy Grail, the elixir. What's your elixir? You know, my testimony is one of poverty. You know, you heard I grew up in Central Falls, Rhode Island. And let me tell you something about poverty. You're invisible. Nobody sees the poor. You have access to nothing. You're no one's demographic. You know what my aha moment was? I had a memory when I was 9 years old. And I remember my parents fighting in the middle of the night. It was so bad that I started screaming at the top of my lungs and I couldn't stop. My older sister, Diane, told me to go in the house or people would hear me. So I ran in the house. I ran to the bathroom, screaming still, just couldn't stop, and got down on my knees and closed my eyes. I put my hands together and said, God, if you exist, if you love me, you'll take me away from this life. Now I'm going to count to 10, and when I open my eyes, I want to be gone. You hear me? And I put my hands together, and I was really believing it. 1. And then I got to 8. 9. 10. And I opened my eyes, and I was still there. But he did take my life. He left me right there, so when I gained vision and strength and forgiveness, I can remember what it means to be a child who was hungry. I could remember what it means to be in trauma. I could remember poverty, alcoholism. I could remember what it means to be a child who dreams and sees no physical manifestation of it. I could remember because I lived it. I was there. And that has been my biggest gift in serving. You can only understand people if you feel them in yourself. And you know what? In the words of Joseph Campbell, you have not even to risk the adventure alone, because the heroes of all time have gone before you. The labyrinth is fully known. You have only to follow the thread of the hero path. And where you had thought to find an abomination, you shall find a god. And where you had thought to slay another, you shall slay yourself. And where you had thought to journey outward, you shall come to the center of your own existence. And where you had thought to be alone, you shall come to be with all the world.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the episode. You can follow me on social media at Black Dirt Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the show wherever you listen to podcasts to get updates on new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Keep listening for special hints about the next episode. Until then, I'm Gabe Moses, and Black Artists Matter.